Hey Boos! Audio Boos from around the world, it's Timbo Weed here from Twitterland again, and you know, I had an interesting conversation with a client today who has a real wish to get onto Twitter, but doesn't really know what he's in for. And I've just helped him get a website and a blog up, which was a pretty long and sometimes painful process, but he's got it up and he's got his blog up and he's now going to blog. He's going to have a shadow writer for his blog. That's cool. He's established a tonality and a brief for the writer and subjects, but Twitter's a whole different thing. And I said to my client, I said, you know, like, here's the criteria, you know, for getting on Twitter and actually making it work as a marketing channel. You've got to be willing, I think, to tweet at least 5 times a day. Maybe once per hour during the working hours, okay? That's kind of a minimum. I said, you've got to be willing to enter and contribute to conversations, and you've got to be willing to start conversations. It's not just about sending links around, and it's not just about sending comments around. You've got to be willing to do both. You've got to be willing to find interesting content related to your industry that you want to share with prospects and customers. And you've got to be willing to keep it up long term, yeah? Because Twitter, whilst it's a great marketing channel, is what I would call a slow burn, and you're not going to see results until, you know, weeks, months down the track. At least that's my experience. And you've got to stay on brief. You know, I said, you know, you've got to figure out what it is that you're going to tweet about. And from my point of view, a business needs to tweet about things that are going to add value to the customer experience. Every now and then you might tweet about something personal just to show that, hey, there's a human behind these buttons. Behind these tweets, but you've got to stay on brief. I think that's a big one. I then said to him, I said, look, if you can meet those criteria, then maybe, just maybe, Twitter is for you. And I think I freaked him out a bit, but that's okay, because I don't think Twitter's for the faint-hearted. I think if you want to use it properly, and not just as a kind of way of wasting time, and I'm not sure how many people out there have got time to waste these days, but it's about actually getting some traction with Twitter and long-term traction so that it does become a proper and significant marketing channel. So I just thought I'd share that conversation with you that I had with my client today. Will he take up Twitter or won't he? I don't know. I think for the time being he's probably going to get his head around blogging. Don't forget to visit my website, booztheideasguy.com.au, and check under workshops. I've always got a webinar or two happening, and they're cheap and good, and they're quick because they're only 1 hour, $39 Australian. Too cheap, not for the price.